Devin and I play Vril.
Emil as Bug.
Us as Schnorkheim, the Wandering Whisperer.
Lisa as Florian Day.
I'm Joe, I'm the Dungeon Master, and welcome to Poorly Drawn Maps. I think Varel just fades then. Like, there's not even, this doesn't even seem like there's a, like, a last breath roll or anything about it. You just go. It's like, yeah, I think you're gone. I think what happens to your dagger this time, though, is it, like, finally dissolving in a way, or is it just there?
It can be on the ground. I wrote a message on it.
Okay. Oh, right. You did. Yes. Okay. But Varel leaves this world again. I'm assuming then they see your dagger on the ground, because otherwise they wouldn't be able to know that there's something there, because where you're hidden.
Schnorkheim, use your spirit.
Did I hear him say dragon?
Yes.
Guys, you said dragon. What dragon? Why are we talking about dragons? I'm not happy about this.
Dragon with the big balls.
The dragon. At least there's only one.
Do I still have this magical rope around me from Geo?
No, you prevented it from wrapping around you.
Okay. Can I run after him like, Geo, what is this dragon? What are you doing?
I think he just laughs at you like, look at your fucking cloak. And he's going to shoot you again.
Dang it, he's so crafty. He got me to look.
There's some distance, though, so you're going to need a roll. If you're coming up to him, you're going to need a roll a dexterity to avoid getting hit by this. 7. Okay. Yeah, he shoots at you. You don't take damage, but like, you have to drop your rapier as well.
So something impacted me, but didn't really technically hurt.
It didn't really hurt. It just, like, it was enough to, like, to knock whatever was in your hand out of your hand. So, but gotcha. Like, you don't have, yeah. And I think you still have a couple throwing daggers still. Yeah, you haven't used any ammo, so you still have that. But yeah, so
I have one throwing dagger left, right? I thought I've used 2 throwing daggers so far.
But you haven't lost ammo, so you should technically still have more.
Oh, that's right. You just have infinite until there's some reason to lose ammo.
Basically, yeah. So what do you do?
He knocks it out of my hand. Yeah, I'll just
whip a dagger back at him.
Yeah, I was like, ouch. What was that for?
Okay. Roll another dexterity.
That's all I roll. Just dex.
Good.
Oh, yeah. Right. There it is.
Hmm.
I only need 1 more or 2 more for level up.
I need 1.
Yeah, so you... Okay, so you, I'm going to take that dagger, so you're going to lose 1 ammo of your throwing daggers.
Perfect.
And I think this is, I think you see something wild happen. This dagger hits him, and the iron, this is like, you have like regular iron throwing daggers, and when it hits him, you see the dagger get like absorbed into him, and he looks healthier.
Oh no.
Who?
Geo.
Ew.
Yeah, real gross.
I'm glad he didn't do that the first few times with my daggers. I threw better.
He's a little desperate. Yeah. But yeah, who else has... I think so. You're kind of like out here and stuff. And I think the star guy is going to signal like more people go in over here and try to surround the other friends. And the water salamander is going to go around as well. Try to corner Florian and Schnorkheim. What do you guys do?
Why am I like, out in the middle of nowhere around, surrounded by enemies, and Florian and Schnorkheim are there in the corner by the dragon bones just hiding? Get out of there.
Because you're dumb, right. And you just kept saying, I'm going to charge, I'm going to charge, I'm going to charge. Like, okay, you could charge all the way over here.
Just been shooting from a distance.
Close to Varel.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what Twinkle Toes did too. That didn't work out very well for her, though.
No, she's gone.
Kind of want that dagger.
What do you do? How are you gonna try to go avoid all these people to get over there to it?
I don't know. I just start a ninja run. I don't know what I'm doing, but I just start ninja running and
like, ninja running.
When are you gonna like zigzagging or
something? Yeah, don't you have like several animals you can turn into?
Yeah, but I don't have time for that because I just want to get this dagger. So I just start zigzagging and.
You're an old person. I'm pretty sure if the time it would take you to transform and then run would still be shorter than the time it would take just
to
run.
I put a lot of thought into it. I just want the dagger, so I didn't. There's. That's all.
Roll dexterity.
Jesus.
Snarkheim, roll dexterity. 8. So I think you're able to avoid the first couple people and you get like over here, let's say. But this tabaxi's able to get in your face though. And like now all of a sudden it's like, oh shit, now what do I do?
Yeah, I didn't put a lot of thought into it.
I keep saying
it.
Tabaxi, wanted... water salamander. Yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
Gonna attack
you're stopped.
Me.
If you're not gonna make a move, yes, they're gonna attack you.
I will.
What cool animals you got up to our
now? I'm thinking. Yeah, I am now thinking about shape shifting because if I do take damage, I could
avoid it. Yeah.
I think so. I kind of want to turn into that rock golem thing. Yeah. So shapeshifter.
Wisdom, I believe.
Gosh.
9. You get one hold. All right, you transform into the rock, and this water salamander is going to come and punch you in the face.
Am I able to swing?
Punch in.
Yeah. What do you do to avoid getting hit, or do you? Do you just want to take it and shed?
I just kind of, since I'm a rock golem, I kind of just try to grab their. They're just punching at me, so I kind of try to grab their fist in the action.
I believe that's a strength, that sounds like, or is that a constitution?
Yeah, I would lean towards constitution.
To take the hit, roll constitution. Nope. Mark XP.
Right.
So you're going to take 9 damage to the face. So what do you do? Is this when you shed, or?
I think.
Like, you go to stop it, and it's just like, it's coming. It's going to hurt.
Yeah, I think I better shed.
Okay, so you don't take any damage then.
Okay.
But you're still in trouble surrounded by people, though.
I leveled up. Should I do anything about this now or later?
You got to rest to level up, okay. Unfortunately. Cool. Yeah. So, Florian, what do you do?
The 5 elements, we have water, metal, wood, earth, and fire?
Yeah.
All right. So why is the wood guy throwing fireballs?
Because he's also a wizard.
Got it. Thank you for clarifying that. I think that might be part of where the confusion came up earlier.
Makes sense.
People need help. People need to die. But doing a discern realities on these dragon bones may help us do something awesome that gets rid of people. I don't know.
You can also spout lore about dragon bones too.
And that would mean you tell me stuff about it?
Or we make something up about it if you want, depending
on the role. Like together?
Yeah.
Okay, like if I have an idea in mind.
Yeah.
I'm kind of thinking like, so Florian in the library area, she was getting lots of paper cuts, trying to research water symbols, but also in general, like how to become a salamander through one of these furnaces.
Yeah, I think in regards to becoming a salamander, I think it just says, like, you have to bond with the furnace in a way.
Okay.
Like, yeah. I think you would have already gotten that.
I guess I'm kind of thinking that, like, maybe she found something and maybe there's some symbols on these dragon bones or something.
To help with that in a way?
Obviously these cult members care... I would expect the cult members care about these dragon bones. They look important.
Okay.
So I originally hit it to try and see if it would make them flinch. And if it did, I was going to start wailing on it.
Okay.
But what does everybody else think? Like, should I do that and try to go down to that path? Or should I try and help everybody and kill people? And then we do that later.
Geez, 1, 2, 3... 4. We have way too many people left still.
All right. Do people need healing or should I just attack?
I think Snarkheim might still be okay. Bug's at half health, but he has a lot of armor, so it's not a high importance, but you know.
You can go ahead and do discern realities, do your own thing if you want.
I don't know. What does Volley do?
Volley is to shoot at a distance, so it's a dexterity with, like, your bow.
Okay, so it's a dexterity roll. Well, that's pretty good. How much damage? How do I determine damage with that?
Your damage is your damage dice.
Well, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it doesn't change. It just it's just how you attack and how what tags go with it for what sort of like weapon you're using and stuff. But you just have like a hunter's bow, which is pretty good, pretty but still pretty basic. It doesn't do anything extra, so you just do 1d6 damage.
Geo never got that healing potion, did he?
He got healed a little bit when he absorbed the throwing dagger from Bug.
Ew. Yeah, all right, I'm going to shoot him with okay. my elven arrows, I guess.
Cool. Roll a dexterity.
Oh, wait. No, my other arrows. It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter right now.
Yeah, okay.
Six.
Ridiculous.
So mark XP. Lose one ammo as this guard kind of approaches you. He's able to like stop the shot basically, and he's gonna walk right. He's gonna come up on you.
Is it my turn?
If you have something else you want to do, you can say it. Like, did you want to try something else right away, or?
Yeah, probably. I mean, sure. If no one else wants to do anything.
I don't think we've. Bug is up on Geo's ass. Schnarkheim is surrounded by people. So, what do you guys want to do?
I want to attack somebody with my arcane art to do 1d8.
Yeah, you can roll that first, and then we can have somebody else try to attack somebody. So what do you do?
Okay, question about this. Let's see. Mm-hmm. When you use arcane art, you choose two effects. Yes. You also get to choose one of those effects. Oh, that's even better than we've been playing it. Okay, well, I do it now.
Okay, same type of thing, or do you want to heal a bunch? Or
I guess I kind of need to heal myself, so I guess I'll... Well, who's lowest health? I'm at 7. Schnorkheim, you're at?
You're at lowest. I have full health.
Oh, okay. And it's Bug?
Bug's at half, but he also has 4 armor, which means that he ignores 4 damage.
Okay. So. I'll heal myself and then double my forward damage.
Oh, okay.
Is that good? Like that, it works that way?
Yeah, it will work that way, but then you have to deal the damage to get the forward. So
right.
You can do that. And then your next basically attack will get the forward damage. Okay.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
Yes. Forward is the thing that follows. So it's whatever, it'll be your next attack. Or to
got it.
The next time you deal damage, we'll deal an additional d4 or 2d4, whichever you want.
Okay, so go ahead and roll charisma.
Yeah, roll your charisma. 8. Okay. 7 to 9. Your spell works, but you draw unwanted attention. Your magic reverberates to other targets. Good. You picked heal and then do the forward damage twice, right?
Correct.
Okay. Roll that heal.
Okay. Oh my god.
You heal for 2. Oh, who feels emboldened in this moment? I think it has to be Geo feels emboldened in this moment.
Of course.
Gross.
So he's going to roll d10 plus 2d4. So Geo, feeling emboldened, just shoots Bug for 12 damage. 12 minus your 4 armor. So
I'm 8. So sorry.
And I think Geo just kind of laughs a little bit, like, thank you, Florian, for the wonderful performance again.
Fuck you back, jackass.
Oh, don't worry.
What's that supposed to mean?
Yeah, seriously. He is part of a weird sex cult, right?
Yeah, we established that this is a weird, like, eyes wide shut sort of thing happening as well. Yeah. So, you never know. Wow, yeah. I rolled so bad on that, too. Okay. Well, I guess not really. Okay.
I'll tell you about rolling bad, sir.
I know. Bug, you get full of lead. You're down to, what, 2, right?
Me?
Because you took, yeah. Yes.
Oh, shoot. This 12 damage was to me?
Yeah, yes. Bug.
Oh, shit. I didn't realize that. I thought it
was... Yeah, so you're down to... No. Geo was being shitty, and Florian's magic reverberated to him, and he just shot you square in the chest for 12. So.
With lead, apparently.
Awesome. Iron, I think.
Oh, okay. That's nicer.
Oof. Can I just drink my healing potion on the spot?
You're really close to close. Geo's up on your stuff, so same thing. Like, I mean, like, you can drink it, but he's probably gonna shoot it out of your hand too. So if you want to drink it, you have to run away.
Who runs from battle? He's right there in front of me.
That's true. What do you do?
Well, he's right there in front of me, so I'm gonna go at him.
With your rapier? Or yes. You still, or your daggers? Did you ever pick up your rapier? You dropped, he knocked it out of your hand.
Yes, he did. But I picked it up first thing, fake him out.
Okay.
You should yeah. Use your cloak, bro. Like, what if you just cover yourself real quick so he can't see you and then drink your potion?
That's a pretty good thinking there. Okay.
I mean, I guess I can put my cloak on, but I always feel like if I'm in battle, I can't like put it back on for some reason. But
well,
I guess that's not the case.
Remember when I was a ghost? So you already have it on. Remember I wrapped you in and threw you.
Yeah. You can roll a. That will probably still be like a dexterity to roll, but you'll get. I'll say that you get like a +1 to get away at least, and you kind of make some distance, and you'll be able to kind of fake him out. But like, I mean, there's so many magic people around here and stuff too. It's like they'll be able to find you still if you're invisible, but it'll be enough for you to get away.
All right.
I mean, they're all fighting Wolf Boy over there too. They're not even like directly looking at you right now.
Yeah, you just have Geo in your face, so.
Oh my god, Gio, what's that? And I just turned
just
the other
go. Way. Just go invisible. Alright, roll dexterity. +1 for the cloak. Alright, still an 8. Still a 9. Okay. Yeah, I think you're able to get away. You have the health potion, so like I'm imagining you like downing it as he goes and stuff.
My last potion.
But I think that's the thing then. You stepped away to drink a potion, and Geo drank one as well.
Okay.
So you're both feeling a little bit better. Yeah. Now what happens next? I think Schnarkheim, you're surrounded still.
Right.
So what do you do?
I was asking earlier if I could just smack at all of them.
Yeah, you can attack them. What would happen is for multi-attack is it would still roll the dice the same. It would still be a strength roll for you. Or, oh, you have a bow. I think...
You can't attack them all with one bow, can't we?
No, I think it's single shot.
You have to just punch at them.
Hack and slash is the melee attack that lets you do multi-attacks, but it's strength. Yeah. And when you attack multiple people, it's at least... They'll deal... I roll the maximum damage die once, add all the tags, and then add an additional +1 for every person in your area. So there's at least 4. So you're going to take at least additional 4, and then the water salamander's been hitting for quite a bit. So
it's the damage dice. Is that a D10 or?
Theirs is the best of 2 D10.
Best of 2 D10s.
Yeah.
Oof. And I would take that amount from each of them, +4.
It would just be once, +4.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I can handle that.
All right,
let's go for it.
Roll your strength.
Oof.
Yeah, 6. All right. Mark XP.
Do you want to help me?
So, best of 2d10. So 3 + 4. So you only take 7 damage. Is that enough or? No, you're still at full health. You're fine. You're just down to 9.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, I just forgot. I've been affected by serpent's tears this whole time.
Oh shit, you have.
What does that do?
He might be dead.
Anyone dealing damage to me actually rolls twice and takes the better result.
Oh my god.
Oof. I forgot about that.
Okay, then let's just play it as is for now then, because I think you would have died a while ago then, if that was the case.
It's possible.
Yeah, so I think next time, though, we'll get that.
Okay.
Yeah. But you went invisible, and I think the wood salamander, the star guy with the magic staff, he's finally able to like clear Varel's goo off of his face enough to see. And he picks up his staff and he casts a spell that sort of like fans out around everybody around him. Nobody seems worried about it in a way, but you yourself kind of start to glow. He cast detect magic and he can see you now. And he's going to lower his staff and like try to direct people to hit you.
Okay. All right. Well, I can see them obviously glowing. I just... At that point, I take off the hood. It's like, oh, God.
Okay.
No, it's not doing me no good.
You're surrounded. So what do you do?
Well, if I'm surrounded, where am I? There I am. Can I just, I will go ahead and just try to hack at all of them.
Okay.
Attack.
You have your rapier back in your hand, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So roll your, that's dexterity for your precise weapon. 11. Okay. Roll your damage. 2. Okay. You're able to hurt them and cut them up, but like, everybody's still alive and everybody's still standing up.
That's for sure.
Yeah. And Gio is going to throw his rope back at you and try to like tie you up again. What do you do?
I try to defy danger dexterity by jumping out of the way.
Okay. Roll dex. 7. Yep. You get back. Where do you go? Like back here, I'm guessing? Like just away?
Yeah. Back up a little bit. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right. Florian, you said you had something? Oh, by the way, there's a guy here.
Yes.
I see him.
Yes.
I still want to shoot Gio, though.
Shoot him. Okay. Roll a dexterity for a volley.
And I have, Okay.
4.
Oh, my God.
I don't think you're able to even get the shot off. You get the bow up, and this guy comes in and cuts you for 4 damage.
So how does this work with my +2d4 to forward damage?
I mean, I could technically take it because this was the attack roll part of it, but it's, I think we can save it because it's supposed to be technically for damage.
Right, and I didn't do damage, so it hasn't procced yet.
So right.
Woo, woo, woo. Yes. Okay. So yeah, take we can 4. Do that.
You take 4. You're at 5. Okay.
Can I drink a potion?
This guy's in your face. It might be hard, but you could. You may need help.
I am just in a pickle.
You are in a pickle.
Do I have any more throwing daggers?
You should have 2 still, right? 2, yeah, 3? 2?
I think I have 2
No,
more.
You have 2. Yeah. You have 2. All
right. I'd like to try to help Florian out by throwing one at this guy who's swiping at her.
Great. Dexterity. 10. Great. Roll your damage.
Oh my god.
1. Plus...
+2.
2? Is that enough? That's like barely enough. This guy got hit before, so that's enough.
Thank god. Yeah.
Dink.
Drink your potion.
Right in the butthole.
Yeah.
Oh, drink my potion? Woo!
Yeah. This would be a time to drink your potion. But Snarkheim, you're still surrounded. What do you do? How are you going to try to get away as these guys approach you?
I could still shapeshift if I wanted to.
Always.
Yeah. I might get a little... I think I'll use that. I don't know what I want
to... Okay.
Something fast.
What do you want to turn into?
Something small, something fast.
Actually, maybe want to turn into my natural wolf form to be fast.
That's true. You can do that. Also, there's a lot of stuff out in deltas and things. I mean, you can turn into something with more bite or something.
Alligator!
Yeah. But I mean, if you just want to like move and get away, yeah, wolf will do it. So roll a wisdom if that's what you're looking for.
Yeah, but at the same time, I just want to kill these guys also, so.
I might
turn into a bird and fly up like 20 feet and then turn into a big ass bear or something. And, like,
there you go.
Do whales live in deltas?
Maybe there's a giant Snorlax thing out in the
I think
woods.
I've seen Beast Boy do that in Teen Titans.
It doesn't change the fact also, that my strength is weak.
I'm certain.
Yeah, but you're counting on the weight landing, not necessarily the strength. Just pick something heavy.
Also,
do a whale. You ever seen a whale before?
Also, when you transform, you get like specific moves and like specific like bonuses to like things are easier and stuff. So, Lisa asking, do whales go into deltas sometimes? I think it's
a statement.
Do they really? Like how? What kind? Like how big?
There are certain ones, but dolphins. It's
like a humpback.
Really, a humpback?
I don't want to say those two.
Yeah, there's river dolphins for sure, but
humpbacks come into like 30 feet of water.
That's so shallow for such a giant animal. Okay,
I've seen it myself when I'm kayaking.
All right, well, that's sure possible that's then.
True, yeah.
So,
I mean, it could. It's not common.
Okay, maybe like 50, if I'm really conservative.
Yeah, that sounds better. Okay, but yeah, so Snarkrime, what do you want to do? What are you transforming into? What's your action?
I like the idea of flying up and then just turning into a huge whale and plopping on him.
Okay, that's two separate roles to transform two different times, though. Because it'll be, you have to transform and shapeshift into one animal and then shapeshift into another animal.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
It's your wisdom, though. You're very good at wisdom, so.
I'll do it if it's allowed.
I'll allow it. I don't know why not. Eight. So you get one hold. You transform into a bird? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good thing I don't want to be a bird very long.
Well, I'll give you the option to help you out a little bit. You transform into a bird, and the water salamander tries to, like, throw a water ball at you, and you have to, like, spend the last hold to try to avoid it, to try to get up high enough, mm-hmm. or get hit and stay low. So what do?
Oh, use the hold to fly up high.
Great. Okay. You fly up high and immediately transform back into a halfling. Now roll shapeshift again to transform into something bigger.
And?
Yeah. Oh. One hold. Okay.
Right.
Who do you aim for? Because I think you get one hold. No, this move is just hold, right? Does it not do anything else?
I have a hold and now shapeshifter. I can land on them.
Oh, you hold two. I'm sorry. Yeah, you hold two. Okay.
Oh, I thought I do hold.
It's only one on a miss. You get hold two on a 7 and 9.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's okay. A little bit different. Still worked out for the other one.
Yeah, it did. So, okay. But you're plummeting to the earth. So, who do you aim for then?
Well, I want to be a big whale, so I think I can aim for at least a couple people, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how closer.
Pick a group and just like.
Closer these four together.
Okay. Yeah, they'd be close enough. You can hit them with a whale. Roll damage and they'll be pinned. At least. And yeah, I think.
Strength needed?
Definitely. No, it's just roll damage. Just strike damage. Because you're just falling. It's just momentum at that point.
Yes. No. Alright, this is too common.
I didn't realize they made whales out of feathers.
It just kind of bounces a little bit. The whale, it's a smaller whale than what you were expecting. It's not like a humpback. It's something smaller.
It was actually a dolphin. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, like you're able to like squish the.
Couple thousand pounds, aren't they?
I think like even baby humpback whales weigh a ton, but some it's like it doesn't quite work. Maybe that's it. Like maybe in the Forgotten Delta, the whales are smaller, or like it's a whale breed that's smaller, or something.
Turned into one of those dolphins that look like a whale.
Oh, okay.
Shape, yeah.
Yeah, you've just been calling it a whale forever. Nobody's been around to correct you, or you've forgotten about it, and so nobody's corrected you. But I think the important thing is, like, you have the water salamander pinned, and definitely this second guard pinned, but, like, there's still two more people around doing stuff. And I think as you pin them, the wood salamander is gonna come over and just cast a magic missiles at you. So what do you do?
Salamander is this?
This is the wood, the okay. Wizard. Yeah.
Oh, I think I just use a hold.
To do what?
Just to absorb it, avoid it or absorb it, either way.
Okay. Does that work?
Is
this going to be your special move for whale then, for dolphin then, to absorb magic damage?
Yeah, I guess it's magic damage, so it's not too easy to just absorb.
It's like a magical whale blubber.
We can roll the damage, and then you can just say it's shed, and you avoid it, but they'll get free or something. So I don't know what your goal is here.
And not do that with a hold?
Oh, to like just take the damage and stay on top of them, or
just damage comes, but I'd use a hold, so it doesn't. No, that doesn't work.
Let me see.
I can't really do it.
You have.
And I am just flaying there.
Yeah, you're just a whale flopping around. You have any innate abilities or weaknesses of the form? Claws, wings, gills, breathing water instead of air. You still use your normal stats, but some moves may be harder to trigger. A house cat will find it hard to do battle with an ogre. The GM will also tell you one or more moves associated with your new form. Spend one hold to make that move. Once you're out of hold, you may return to your natural form. Anytime, you may spend all your hold to revert to your natural form. So this is also a bigger question as well, because, like, if you want magic absorbing dolphins to exist, I mean,
spout some lore quick.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm very used to this dolphin form yet, so I'm not sure I could just pull that off, but
okay. But I mean, that's what I'm you would be, because you transformed into it already. It's not like if this is a true thing, you would already have it.
The Amazon River dolphin, dude.
Those things are weird looking.
Yeah, and they're pink.
Yeah.
If there's any magical dolphin, that's it.
Yeah. Weird pink dolphins. But I mean, maybe that's a thing. Maybe you can absorb a little bit of magic or something, and it'll take a little holds or something.
What the heck's up with the weird hump?
But also, this means this is a real thing in the world that will exist.
I don't know. I don't think I can do it.
Okay. Then I'm going to shoot you with a magic missile. 4 damage. What do you do?
Take it.
Just take it? Not even shed?
Nope.
Okay. You're still on top of him pinned down, but you take 4 damage. What are you at right now?
I'm 1? At 5.
5. Okay, you got more time. Bug, as you kind of have backed up, you see Geo and his buddies are kind of like moving in around you to the side. What do you do?
These guys are pinned down.
I make a break for the dolphin.
Okay.
Make a break for the magic absorbing dolphin and
not magic absorbing dolphin, we decided.
Well, okay, fine. Yeah. It's just a regular dolphin. Can't. But I see him surrounded there, and I see me being surrounded here. I was like, well, at least we have a better chance of a team up, so I'm going to run over to my dolphin buddy.
Okay, what's the goal? Are you going to be attacking or just running?
I'm going to fling my daggers at these two underlings, or actually all 3 if I can. I'd like to just throw my daggers, but I'm like, it's more like I'm not trying to like, maybe I am trying to hurt them obviously, but I'm just trying to distract them so I can run and take off towards Snorkheim.
You do have your poison still.
I do. I mean, I could
envenom the throwing daggers and put some asleep.
Yeah, envenom them.
Okay.
I guess it doesn't take long to do that, does it?
No, you're able to. Like, maybe, like, you have it, like, ready to go in some way. Like, maybe there's just a little thing.
I have a selection of some envenom daggers and some non-envenom daggers.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Because if you're just trying to put them to sleep, then I think you only have 2. So I think you can try to hit 2 targets, I think. If you're just trying to envenom them or hit them, or
I'll go for the guy. I'll go for the guy with the staff and for Don Geo.
Oh, and Geo. Okay.
If I could pick 2 to aim at.
They're kind of you can try to. It'll have to be some wild dexterity to make it work, but I think you
the
can,
other two so. Are like closer, so that it'd be easier to hit them, kind of thing. They're right. Saying
it's up to you. So if you want to throw and hit those two, then yeah, we can do that.
Geo and the guy with the staff, and then I try to take off. Come on, crazy dexterity.
Crazy dexterity. Okay. You roll the 10. Okay. Yeah, so you're able to do it. You have to use 2 of your oil of Tajits, right? Because 2 uses of it. Yeah. So that'd be definitely the cost a part of it too. They get, both of them get cut, and definitely you see the wood guy falls asleep and like kind of like collapses on the ground. But like Geo's trying to like muscle through it and try to power through it. And he's trying to stay awake, but you're able to go now.
All right. So I take off towards Snorkheim, and my plan is Snorkheim doesn't know this yet, obviously, but maybe he'll get it when I get there. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to jump on Snorkheim's back. And hope that he transforms into something awesome and it'll be like riding an awesome animal into battle. But we'll see how that goes.
Well, Snarkheim, then, what do you want to do?
Well, you know, I'm an old man, and sometimes I forget things, right? So I'm starting to remember more about this animal.
Mm-hmm. Snarkheim! Attack pattern Delta!
The Forgotten River Dolphin. And it's nearly extinct, but they actually are able to absorb magical things. But I just remembered this, so I couldn't do it until I realized.
That's interesting. Okay.
It doesn't work until you remember it.
Yeah, that's... Exactly.
What a good time to remember such a thing.
It's the Forgotten River Dolphin. Obviously.
That's very interesting that that works like that. Yeah. Okay, but you see Bug, though, running over to you, though. And so what do you do?
Hop on my back, or no?
Snarkheim! Yeah, attack he's pattern Delta! On your back. We're doing it!
Get on!
Yeah.
I just.
What do you transform into?
I don't. I kind of want it to stay as this.
No!
I just start flopping. I just start flailing really hard with strength.
Okay, then you're going to get some more magic missiles coming at your face then, because these other two wizards next to you are still up and at them. Oh, only for two. So both of you guys take two damage.
You take zero damage.
You can't absorb them?
Spend a hold.
Yeah.
How much hold do you have left? Just one?
Got one now.
All right, good. Good shit. Florian, what do you do? We haven't seen you in a minute.
We need heals. Boss needs heals. Crunch, 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 crunch.
Is I not able to attack?
Huh?
Is I unable to attack?
No, you're not able to attack. You're just a dolphin flopping around. What can you do?
Very powerful with my flops. I reverberate the ground.
I don't know.
The ground. You have to remember some of the things that this dolphin can do.
Maybe I'm not as big as I think I am.
No, I don't think so.
I have completed the chewing of the corn nuts. Thank you for your patience.
That's okay. What do you got? What are you doing?
I still have plus 2d4, don't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
What do you do?
I shoot Geo because I hate him.
Sure. With your bow. All right, roll dexterity.
But you guys need heals, don't you?
Yeah, people need heals.
Like real bad?
Yeah, but Geo's also like kind of sleepy right now. It could be a good time to hit him.
Yeah, he's kind of sleepy right now.
Hmm. You guys going to be okay?
Probably not.
I'm a river.
That's fine.
Oh, God.
I'm okay.
I have no idea.
You guys are ridiculous.
Maybe this dolphin has the ability to, like, maybe it's pee heal things.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I hope you remember, don't remember that.
Oh.
I'll just take the damage.
Great.
Well, what are you guys at?
I'm at 12 out of 20.
I've had a 16.
Ooh.
That's
fine. Yeah, Snarkheim's looking rough.
Do you have a potion or something?
No.
He drank it.
I drank mine too.
Okay. Yeah.
If I had another one, I'd rub it all over this dolphin's body.
Can I toss in one and like then use my attack?
Can you throw that far? That might be a dexterity just to see if you could even throw him that far.
She hasn't
How far
moved
is that?
At all.
It's no, she hasn't moved at all. 20,
I mean, maybe
30?
I
no,
can kind of run over to Snarkheim, toss him that shit, and then...
Yeah. Need to throw it on top of me. I can't catch it.
Right, you're a freaking dolphin.
I'm catching it for him.
Throw it to Bug. We can say, like, they're, like, maybe 30 feet or something away from you. So, yeah, you can run, roll, like, a dexterity to see if you can get close.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be... It would probably be a couple rolls, because it would probably be a dexterity... to get close without being attacked, probably another dexterity to see if it even makes it to them, and then it would be a third dexterity to do damage with a bow and arrow. So,
oh lord,
yeah.
Boy. So, don't suck.
Roll a dex. Let's start doing a dexterity to get close.
Well, hang on. Yeah. Okay. That I want to do that. Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay.
stumbling right out
the
wall.
Good lord! Oh my goodness. These rolls tonight!
Can I aid her in any way?
Yeah, you can aid her. You're all an aid. So yeah.
Stop shorting my rolls.
I'm trying not to. It's not my fault. It's market manipulation.
All right.
2d6 plus bond. 8. Okay. Oh, so I think you have to get off Snarkheim. Yeah. So I think you have to get. It's only a 9. So I think you have to get off the dolphin to get it, is the thing. So, but you're able to pass it on. So he's able to get it. But also, though, that takes care of one of the rolls. Like, you don't have to, like, roll. Oh.
Yeah, like this. Hmm. She throws it. And it's about, she's coming closer and she's throwing the healing potion and it's not quite going to make it. So obviously Snorkum and I double team it and he flops just so and launches me into the air just so I can catch this healing potion out of the air.
And pees a little in the process.
Oh my
no,
God.
No, not the pee.
Peeing at the enemy.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that'll be the aid. Like, you guys both kind of get a little close, so she's able to make the throw. None of these guys are able to kind of come over and do their thing. So, your attack, though, roll a dexterity to attack Geo.
Good fucking God!
Oh my God, you're
killing
me.
Is someone else aid now?
Wait, are those both failures?
This first one is... Yes. Bug helped you, so this first one's now a 7. So
okay.
You don't get the XP, but the second one you do. And I think Geo just sees you trying to, as you're leveling up a shot. What's your health at? Oh, you're more than healthy. Yeah, he's just gonna.
Caught me right when I accidentally hit the wrong up button.
Oh, what are you at?
I'm full.
Okay.
I'm not at 16 out of 15 like you saw momentarily right there.
Nah, you're fine. He's gonna shoot you for 6, and you're not able to get your shot off still. So you still have this forward damage, but you know, still there. So Snarkheim, you're still a dolphin.
Wait.
What's up?
No, never mind.
Okay. So Bug, you have this healing potion now. Are you gonna try to slap it on a dolphin?
I am. In fact, okay. I'm going right back to the dolphin. Snarkheim, I'm coming for you, buddy.
Yeah.
Give me a roll. Give me a defy danger to get close to him, because there's still a couple other people around. So what do you do? How do you do in this?
I dive through the legs of the people guarding the dolphin. Straight, just right through the legs. They never saw it coming.
Is that a dexterity or a constitution? Probably a dexterity, I guess, just to be slippery.
Yeah, I don't bowl through them. Although I have the mask on. I'm not very smart right now.
No, you're not. Okay. But I think either one. Whichever one do you think Bug would do? His natural instinct might just be to dive, so dexterity.
Yeah, I think so. I'll just do that.
He sounds so disappointed. 8. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So I dive through the legs, and I unplug the bottle of healing potion and stick it right in the blowhole.
As a couple magic missiles hit you for 3, does nothing, so you're fine. Snarkheim is healed for 10.
Damn.
Pretty epic. Right in the blowhole.
Yeah. Snarkheim, what do you do? This water salamander underneath you starts to, like, wiggle and try to get out. What do you do?
There's not much I can do.
Turn into something
else? You turn into something else. You've been healed, so.
Turn into a spider and bite him. Oh no, man.
That's so true. You got healed for 10, so you're back up to 15.
I'm just wondering if I can quickly deal damage while kind of making a distance.
I don't think you can. Not as a dolphin. You have to get away.
Oh yeah, I'd want to change out of this form.
I think as you're thinking about it, then I think, like, if you're gonna, like, pause and hesitate in this moment, I think, like, the water salamander is gonna get away then.
Okay. Oh no. So then I try to swing my tail at him while he's trying to get away.
It is ineffective because you're a dolphin.
Just not strong enough.
On the water.
The water salamander gets away and goes over to his buddy, the wood guy, and she's going to heal him.
Oh, do something.
Oh yeah, the water one's a healer. I forgot about that.
Yes. Her heal's fun too. So, because she has that special mask.
I have time to quickly go back to my normal form and shoot an arrow at them.
Sure, you can do that.
Okay, then I'll just go be a halfling and I shoot an arrow.
Roll dexterity.
Just distract them. Shooting at the person giving the potion.
Yes.
Nice.
Nope, no you don't. So not only is the water salamander heal both the wood salamander, she also is able to heal Geo through the magic. Ow! And I think, Snarkheim, you're going to take some damage. So, Snarkheim, take 8 damage from the people around you hitting. Because you have one guy with a sword, you have a couple mages and stuff, they're just going to hit you. So, you take 8 damage.
All right.
Yeah.
1 out of 16.
What do you guys do?
Panic a little.
Yeah.
We're doing great.
Things
guys.
Are really bad.
Things are bad. Okay. What do you do?
No, what were you going to say, Joe?
Oh, I was going to say you see the wood salamander stand back up with his staff in hand again. Like the effects of the poison have dissipated from him. Geo still looks like he's going to fall over, but the wood salamander's awake.
Good Lord. Well, I was thinking maybe I should go over to those bones finally and take a look at them and think of another way out of this shit.
All right.
Hopefully find another way out of this shit. What do you guys think? Should we YOLO it? We're not gonna make this.
No, unless we get some really ridiculously lucky rolls. Yeah. But I think it's fine to just take a look. Spout some lore about these dragon bones. Maybe you know something amazing about them.
Yeah. Something all right. Weird.
I don't yeah. know.
Just which one, Joe? Discern realities or spout lore? Or
if you're looking specifically at the dragon bones, it would probably be a spout lore. The heirloom may help in like general around the situation, like maybe give you some other insight that you're not thinking of. But but if you want to know more about the dragon bones, that's a spout lore and intelligence.
Well, I've been originally curious about the swarm in the middle.
Uh huh.
Yeah, I mean, I threw the dude in there to start with, and
yeah,
they seemed worried about that. So it's not too crazy to look at that first.
True, you can do that. Is that the spout lore, though, or are you doing the heirloom for that?
I'll do heirloom.
Okay. I think that's...
So charisma?
Yeah. 12. Okay.
Finally, something.
Give you insight reflecting the current situation and might ask you some questions in return. GM will give you good detail.
I'm wondering if I can use the swarm in any way to assist us.
I think that's the thing you get then. Like you just get your fiddle responds back of just like, oh, they don't want our help. If we let them out, they're not going to help us. And they're just going to run away and run amok. And I think the thing that is revealed to you as you do this, that you are standing in the middle of a giant alchemic symbol. This is the one that was used to make the new man-bear pigs and stuff.
I thought so.
And so the problem with that is going to be like, oh, using this symbol with the will-o-wisp, they're just going to go pour out into the city and create either forcibly create salamanders or more likely create more monstrosities. And if we release some, it'll just happen.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Is that good detail? Does that help you in your current situation?
It's good detail, but no, it doesn't help me too much in the current situation.
I think the fiddle just answers back of like, don't worry about those guys yet because because they can't help us and they won't help us. So I think that's the answer.
So back. I know that's a dead end now.
Yes, which is important. If you guys are going to be pausing and thinking this moment, then I'm going to make a move against you guys. And I think I'm going to need Snarkheim to roll like a dexterity to try to avoid these people attacking you again.
Okay. Beautiful.
4.
God.
5. Take. Experience. Yeah. Take another 8 damage, Snarkheim. You're dead again.
Oh, God!
Yeah.
Is he dead? I thought he just drank a healing potion.
Then I kept getting pummeled.
Ah!
Yeah, I went from 15 down to 7, down to 0.
Okay.
Alright.
So, I have a question, then. Does your... How's death gonna feel with you back so soon?
Yeah, it's kind of tough, because part of me is like, I guess I should just give up, and then the other part is me like... The other part of me is thinking, I'm not done here. I have more to do. So now I have a little more unrest than before.
Then I think you should still roll last breath. But does this parting veil move still trigger this time? Or... it gives you a +1 on this roll.
Do I not?
Yeah, I don't think it does. I think you just need to roll 2d6 flat. And let's see how you're really feeling. Snarkheim rolled a 3.
All right.
So, Snarkheim, I think you see these collection of nature spirits reach out, and it just sounds so peaceful. And I think this time it's enough to just kind of pull you beyond the veil. And I think that's it.
Guess I'm
for Snarkheim.
Okay with it.
No, not another one!
Yeah.
We lost Sherry and Snarkheim.
And Varel again. Yeah.
And Varel again, you're right. Yeah.
This is such a painful day.
Yeah. You also rolled a 3 on this, so even with that +1, it still would have been a failure, too. Yep. So, like, it was... Maybe. This is, like, for sure happened. But, yeah, like... You other two, though, I think you see your friend go down, but then you see the wood salamander step up as well, and he's going to level another fireball spell at you guys. What do you do?
Oh, Jesus Christ. What do we do?
Can we backtrack? Can we just run? I don't think it's a great idea, because I think they're probably just like... The other horde is probably on its way now.
He's gonna fire a giant fireball spell, you guys. And if you're trying to... There was like one door out in this place that you found so far. So like... If you're both standing in a doorway with a giant fireball, then it's like, great. Good for me.
I think I'm gonna... I still have throwing daggers, right?
Yeah, you've been succeeding, so you still have some your ammo for flying down.
So I'd like to try to... I see him winding up. I'm going to try to put him to sleep.
Okay.
With my envenomed throwing dagger.
Sure, roll a dexterity. 8. So this is your last thing of Oyo Tejit.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so you're going to lose that. And I think I'm going to take at least one of your daggers as well, so you only have one left. Is it funnier if he stops, or is it more interesting if something else happens? No, it's a partial success. So yeah, like you just have to waste your stuff in order to do it, but you're able to stop him. And he is certainly an older man too. Like I described before, like this wood salamander does not look like the other salamanders for sure. It looks less like a lizard, more like a tree. So he's just old, and he's just going to get knocked out again for a little bit. But you're still surrounded, as you guys see, like, Geo and a couple of his friends surrounding from the sides. What do you do?
Should we give up? Should we parlay?
Parlay?
My weed got burned up.
Yeah. I think Geo may even offer, like, Florian, if you stop, we may have some way that you could help us out. I don't know about your friend, but how are you feeling?
Gotta say, Geo, I'm not feeling too good.
Oh, that's too bad. And he's gonna shoot some daggers at you. So roll a dexterity. Florian, roll dexterity.
Quick question. I've used my cloak for intelligence and constitution. Did I use it a third time or not?
I don't think so. At least I don't remember.
No charisma?
No, you were debating charisma, but you didn't use it. Okay, so I think this might be the charisma time then.
Yeah. What can I do?
How do you convince Geodon Gazer's daggers to not hurt you?
I need more than that.
Okay. Whip them back around and throw them back at him.
Yeah.
Like, you weren't actually attacking me, you were attacking somebody else or something, or...
Yeah, like the Tabaxi or the wood dude.
Yeah, who's maybe.
Who's probably at the least health?
The least?
The wood dude?
It's hard to say because the Tabaxi's been healing.
Yeah.
It's true. Has this Tabaxi been healed, though? Or has it even been hit? I'm not sure.
What if I aim him at the dragon bones?
Maybe, yeah.
Is that a
good
idea?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
It's possible.
It's bad. How many did he throw at you? You could throw some at the dragon bones and some at the wood guy.
That could be a thing. Like, they just kind of like deflect off to other places.
Yeah.
And see what happens.
Yeah, like, you weren't attacking me. And that's it, basically.
So, I think that would be the charisma, then.
God, I feel like I can do better.
Okay.
There's really no animals around that I can use somehow.
Some bugs, I think. But otherwise, I mean, like, maybe there's, like, a mole on the walls, but I don't know. It seems like...
Poisonous spiders?
Maybe you can get lucky and find a poisonous spider, but I don't know.
Might get stepped on before it ever makes any usefulness of itself.
Yeah.
Oh, this is bad. I guess I'll just... Yeah.
Six little guys and three lizards. I just don't see it happening.
This is bad.
Jesus.
And we could probably even take out all six of the little guys before we die, but then we die. It's still the thing. That's how I kind of feel.
Yeah.
And we might, or instead of all six of the little guys, we might be able to take out one or two of the lizards if we like focus fire. And even then we still die. And then yeah, Viril's dagger's still over there.
With something written on it.
Yeah, we'll never know.
It's probably like, fuck you, bug.
Probably. It's just a stupid message to insult me.
Well.
What do you guys do?
I guess I use the charisma.
All right. Roll charisma then.
I still have the plus d4, don't I?
That would be damage, yes. Would that trigger in this moment if you deflect it to somebody?
Would I be doing damage, though? Depends on how I use the cloak.
I guess it would depend on the wording and the success of the roll. Because, I mean, at least... Yeah, because it would depend on how you word it. I guess it would be the thing.
Okay.
I'm at a loss for words as to what to do. I just
give me a second. I'm kind of coming up with something.
Can't wait to see this. I know. I'm waiting.
Oh God, it's not gonna be that good. Fuck, it doesn't work like that. Damn it.
What were you thinking?
Well, I was thinking of the rhyme like sticks and stones may break my bones, but
words would never hurt me.
It's kind of opposite. I want.
Yeah.
So that doesn't really work like that.
Hmm.
Things made of sticks and forged with stone, instead of breaking mine, breaks your fragile bones. Yeah, let's go with that.
Roll the dexterity then.
Dexterity?
Sorry, charisma. That's what you wanted.
Huh.
Oh no.
This is terrible. My rolls are just so bad.
You get nailed for a 7. Lord. You're still up, but, you know, it hurts.
2 out of 15. All right.
Yeah. Bug, what do you do?
I swipe at the nearest guy coming at me right now.
Okay. Do you want to attack multiple people, or are you just going to attack one?
I'll attack multiple.
Great. Okay. Roll hack and slash. That's a dexterity for you, right? You have your... Oh, my God.
Can I be assisted?
Florian can try to help somehow. What do you do?
cheer me on.
Yeah, like cheer play him on. Play me
a song. Theme song. Yeah.
Play me a rockin' theme song, man.
That works.
It's the final countdown.
Good one.
a little dark, though.
Yes.
That is.
All right. Roll 2d6 plus bond, please. 9. Okay. Yeah, this is a 7. So you're able to deal damage, and they're going to deal damage to you. And you still haven't done anything with your Serpent's Tears, so you're going to get hit hard.
Yes. Okay.
So roll your damage.
Wait, how am I supposed to get rid of the Serpent's Tears? Do I have antitoxin? I do have antitoxin. I didn't forget all about that.
No, yeah, you haven't used it. 2. Oh my god. So, oh no, you have your armor, so they only deal 4 damage to you. So it doesn't do anything. Yeah, it doesn't hurt you.
I only see 2 so far.
Well, it's best of, because the roll is, I roll it again, right? Yeah, Serpent's Tears. Anyone demon damage target rolls twice and takes the better results. I rolled 2 ones, so I only take 1 of these ones, plus the 3 people around you, so I just get an additional plus 3 for that. So
I just take it like a boss.
Yeah, you just, there's like a flash of iron from your mask and you're okay, but they're injured, but nobody falls over yet.
I'll just go at it again.
Screw okay. Him. Roll dexterity again. Good. Okay, roll your damage. That does it.
Stay away from me!
You're able to take down quite a few people at this time. While you've been attacking, though, the water salamander walks back over and wakes back up the wood salamander.
I mean, I don't even care about it anymore. I see that happening, and I start running towards him. Start running towards Mr. Woodman.
He's going to step up and get ready to levy a fireball at your face.
Well, I see it coming, so I'm ready to dodge.
All right, roll dexterity. 10. Yep, you're able to get out of the way.
I'm going to go at him with that rapier.
Are you going to try to hit him? Okay, yeah. Roll hack and slash again. 10. Good. Okay. 7. Ooh, he's looking hurt. But this water salamander, though, is going to try to pull out her rope now and try to tie you up this time. Hello, this is Joe from the future. We had some audio issues at this point and lost a chunk of it here. So I'm just going to give a quick sort of bullet points of what happened, and then we will continue with the rest of the show as planned. So as Bug is in trouble and Florian saves him by using her mind control spell on the water salamander. The water salamander then proceeds to hit the wooden salamander, and the wood salamander goes down in one hit. The water salamander attacks back at Florian and misses. That was the only thing that we had kind of missed, which is unfortunate, but we will be back to the regular show now. Thank you. Did she run to get our piece of pizza real quick?
Yeah. Right, it'll take less than, you know, it won't take the full 10-15 minutes she was talking about. She was just going to get a cold piece of pizza and eat it at the computer.
All right. That sounds good. And then where were we?
Slashing and hacking.
Yeah. Florian was going to shoot Geo. That's right.
That's right. And she just rolled 11 on dex, and she was going to roll damage or something.
Mm-hmm. She was rolling a
additional dex.
This was the dex to avoid the water attack, and now she has to roll another dexterity to shoot and then deal damage.
That's right. Okay. Yeah. Maybe the secret to this encounter should have been trust in the Iron Mask more often, and I just just barrel in and keep slashing and don't stop slashing, because I had Geo on the run for a little bit too, and then I forget why, but it let up, and then he got healed, and I was like, oh, fuck.
You were pretty hurt, too, because Geo hits pretty hard, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much time does it take to drink an antitoxin, by the way?
I think that would be your action. It's kind of the same thing that would happen when you did the whatchamacallit, the potion. So, like, you had to, like, step back and stuff.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, since this wooden tabaxi, the wooden guy is gone, does that mean I can go invisible again and no one can find me?
There's still a couple of mages around.
Okay, but they're not as talented. Actually, there's only one mage around, right? Oh, no, there's two. Never mind.
Yeah.
Okay, okay, cool. Anyways, Meech, I believe you are rolling some more dex.
I'm here.
All right. Click the dex button.
Oh, yeah.
Seven. Jeez, you're shooting Geo. Okay, but you're finally able to use your damage. So it's your damage plus 2d4. But so this is a volley. So you have to either get in range, waste ammo, or do less damage. So what do you want to do?
Waste ammo.
Okay.
Or get in range. I'm okay. Now waste ammo.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Roll your damage.
I think I did that right.
Big hit.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So Geo gets hit, nailed. He must find a vulnerable spot, but he gets hit pretty hard and stuff. So
nice.
But
nice.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah. Well, also, unfortunately though, Bug, you may remember this from the first time when you fought the Earth Salamander, there was that guy who died so the other guy could come back to life. Yada yada yada.
Oh no.
Yeah, so you hear one of them go, "My life for Io," and dies.
No.
And the wood salamander wakes back up.
Rude.
The wood?
Yeah. Yeah, and the water salamander is going to step up to Buck. So, Buck, what do you do?
I'll step right up to her.
Great. We're all hack and slash. You're still using your rapier, right?
Yes.
Okay. 13. Okay. Roll your damage. 7 damage. Hurt, but seems okay. I think this wood's gonna guy's gonna shake it off and launch some magic missiles at you, Bug. What do you do?
I'm gonna attempt to take cover behind the water guy. So if he's gonna hit me, he's gonna hit him through the water lizard.
Let's see how you do. What type of roll is that?
That's a great question. I was thinking it'd be something like Constitution or...
Okay. Yeah, we can do Constitution.
That's the best I got, I think.
Yeah, Constitution. 9. Yeah, I think it is the mixed success. So I think both of you guys are going to get hit. Yeah, so I think both you guys are still going to get hit, and okay, which is partially your goal. Yeah, but... Oh my god. Yeah, so it almost deals practically no damage.
Does it do practically no damage or no damage to me?
Hang on. I think I'm missing something. Yes, I need to roll this again. Okay. So
it'll take 3 damage.
It's gonna be no, because actually it should have been rolling 4d4, not just 2d4, because this wood guy has a special power move for that. So this is actually 9 total damage.
And then you rolled again to see what the worst one is.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so this one's 9 and this one is 13. So okay. 13.
So 13 damage minus the 4. And so I'm at 1. Perfect. But did that also hit the tabaxi for 13? Does it only hurt the tabaxi for 7?
It's only for 7 for her because you have that special weakened poison. So, but she's looking pretty bad too.
Wait, 13 minus 4 is not at 9.
Yeah.
I got 3.
But as you're distracted over here, Geo's going to step up to Florian. Florian, you're looking pretty bad.
Yeah. Would I have been able to real quick, drink a healing potion?
That would be a thing you could do now, but Geo's walking up to you. So, if you drink a potion, he'll have the time to do something.
I'm interested in 1, healing. 2, taking out the 2 smaller guys.
Right.
3, getting the dagger.
Okay.
I'm at 3 health, by the way.
Just She's so at know. 2.
Oh, you're at 2? Okay. Well,
so she'll have to pick to heal you or heal her. Perfect. So.
That's fine. Heal yourself. I'm at 3 plus all the armor I have. It's practically infinite.
With my Eldritch Cord, I can't choose both, like all three is healing.
I don't think so. I think it's you choose an ally, right?
No, no. I mean, it says I choose two things and then I double one of them. Can I choose both things as healing?
No, I think it's two separate effects.
Darn. So yeah. I can't have two targets for healing that way.
Let's see the ending. Come on, hit him.
Yeah, what do you do?
I think I want to take the two smaller dudes out and try to make a run for it.
Okay. What does that look like? Is it it goes to 11 to for something, or is it you trying to attack? You don't have a sword anymore.
There's no way I can do two hits.
You can kind of distract two people, though. Like, you can have one take out the other, and then he's going to be kind of dazed for a minute. But you also have Geo right there next to you.
Yeah. I think I'll do it goes to 11.
Okay. Targeting who?
Geo?
Great. Roll charisma. 8. Boy. So Geo knows, and he's going to be angry, but he's going to still attack his closest ally. 10.
Thank goodness.
Boop. One guy gone. But he knows. He's mad. He's pissed. And I think... All right. If you're going to be running, he's going to try to shoot you in the back. So where are you running to?
Like around Bug and behind okay. Bug, basically, and trying to get over to the dagger, maybe.
Roll dexterity. 9. Okay. I think he shoots you and you're able to get away, but I think you lose more of your ammo. How much do you have for your arrows? Oh, you have a lot. Yeah, I think he takes out. Yeah.
Yeah, it's 5.
Okay. So yeah, lose your bundle of arrows and one of your elven arrows as well. But yeah, you're able to kind of get away and get around to the side and stuff. Bug, you're staring down 2 salamanders. What you got?
I got tears in my eyes.
No.
Because I'm scared.
You're so hurt. Yeah.
Let's see.
And the serpent's tears.
Yep, right. Yeah, the serpent's tears as well.
Yeah. Yeah. In my system.
In your eyes.
I mean, I could I'm still kind of ducking behind this tabaxi, right? Yeah.
Ducking is a word. I'm more like you're in between. You're kind of like keeping her in between you and the wood guy with the magic. So
yes. And as I do that, I'm just going to go ahead and just try to stab her.
Okay. You have your rapier still, so 7. She's going to hit you too.
She is.
Roll your damage. 6. Oh, wait. I got to roll this again. Oh, I don't know if it matters.
No, it does not matter.
Yeah, it does, still doesn't matter.
Regardless. So.
Oh, Lord.
All right, Bug, roll your last breath.
Which is just 2d6.
2d6 flat, no bonus.
Easy.
Holy schmollies. Oh!
Okay.
Wow, seriously?
So you're still alive?
But why?
Like, what does death look like to a halfling, to you? As a thief,
I see Hildur Braggins beyond the gates.
Ooh, just kind of, yeah. I think you see that, and it's not even that he's not even death himself. It's Hildur Braggins just like no, go back now, and so like she just kind of pushes you forward. There's no roll, there's no bargain or anything. You're back.
But, yeah, that's what happened.
I think you're down in that moment, and I think when you wake up, the water salamander has you tied up with her rope.
Okay.
Yeah.
Am I still intoxicated with this serpent's tears?
No, it's gone. But you're going to be tied off, and she's going to take your mask away.
Oh, no, I'm no longer confused or scared. Scarred.
But you, more importantly, you lose your armor.
Yeah, I don't need the armor. It was overrated.
All right. So, Florian, what do you do? As you see people kind of moving around, trying to move around you and stuff. Your guy is down on the ground, tied up. What do you do?
I see him go down and rise back up again and wonder why the hell people aren't staying dead around me. So many people.
It's weird, huh?
So lot of resurrection happening here.
Yeah.
Except for when Varel is running around. No one was staying then.
No, no one.
No one was there.
Varel was making sure people were staying dead.
Good point.
But yeah, Florian, what do you do? You still have one mage and three salamanders approaching you.
Is it the Baxi still alive after that hit for me as well?
What was it? Nine?
It was, I think it was like six or something.
Six damage. She has, she's got a little armor still, and she's been healing, so she's up still.
Oh, I want to try and...
Yeah, roll a six on damage, yeah.
What do you got?
Try and... I don't know how much I can... It goes to 11 still. They're kind of catching on. And...
Right, yeah. Gio's pretty pissed about it.
I think I can just, like, shoot that last little minion.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I really want to heal.
I think you even hear Gio just scream out, like, come on, come on, Florian. This is getting tiring. How much more do you got in you?
I'll run until you're dead.
Well, we'll see about that.
Or I am!
Oh, that's much easier.
You're easy.
Well... And unless you're going to do something, he's going to shoot you again.
Have I had enough time to drink a potion or no?
Probably not.
Jesus!
I guess that would be the choice. Like, his damage is a D10. You're going to heal 10 life. So you won't die, but if you drink, he's going to shoot you and you're going to get hit.
Keep running.
Roll dexterity.
Well, actually, maybe I should just... Maybe I should it goes to 11.
Okay. Whoa!
Need Varel back, man.
Yeah. Roll dexterity.
Okay. Ah, my heart!
Oh my god. Gio can't do it even.
Yes!
You get hit by one.
He never could get it up. How's Florian know that? Don't ask.
Oh god.
I think he hits your bow, too. Like, I think this is where... I think he destroys your bow.
My god!
Yeah.
I'm so fucked.
Yep.
Just put up your dukes.
I'm at one. All I got is my voice and my violin.
Yeah. Bugs, and do you want to try to do anything? You're still alive with one as well.
I struggle to my heart's content.
Okay.
In this rope.
Are you going to try to get out?
Sure, why not? I'm struggling.
How do you do that? Strength?
The only way possible. If I still had Varel here, he could cover me in slime. I could slip out. But no. Instead, I'm here trying to force my way out of this rope. I don't think I can talk my way out of it, so here we go.
7 strength. Okay. So, yeah. Seems like you're still able to wiggle around enough. But I think this is when we learn something about the wood salamander. Because as you're wiggling out, does he poison you in this moment? I think that could be interesting.
What's my HP at right now?
One.
Okay.
One.
Me too.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think you're able to get free, but he's going to try to poison you. And then you'll have to try to make some rolls off of that as well.
Okay.
Because he's going to, as you're coming closer, he's going to, as you're struggling, he kind of comes over to you. And you see, like, tree sap almost come off his hands. And he's going to poison you with golden root.
Okay.
You don't really have... like the move that Varel did to try to avoid a lot of this stuff. So I think it might just be like a constitution or to try to.
I also have antitoxins.
But you're still like struggling in this moment too. So I think it might still be like a constitution just to try to like avoid getting fully poisoned and then you'll be able to use antitoxin. Is that okay?
Or that's do you fine. Just.
Okay. Yeah. So roll constitution. 5. This wood guy in front. Why would you drink that? This wood guy in front of you is your buddy. He's your best friend, in fact.
Oh yeah, Steve. Yeah. I love Steve. Steve the wood guy. Aw, oh, Steve, yeah. Where have you been, Steve?
Oh, just been down here waiting for you, dear friends. We really need your help.
Oh my
Particularly,
goodness.
We need your cloak.
My cloak? Oh, here it is. It's all yours,
thank
man.
Thank you. Great.
No!
The wood salamander has the invisibility cloak. Florian, what do you do? Actually, as you see Bug take off the invisibility cloak, let's give you a chance to respond.
Lord.
Because I think you have something as part of your arcane art.
I do
yeah.
Arcane art.
Yeah. Their mind is shaken clear of one enchantment. I think this could help.
I also choose heal 1d8.
Good choice. Okay.
And I can choose heal 1d8.
You can do heal 2d8 and clear their mind if it rolls.
Yes.
Okay. Roll charisma.
Charisma.
Six.
I'd say I'd help you, but I can't.
You're just so tired. You're just so tired in this moment. And I think Gio comes over and just goes, "It's been fun," and just stabs you.
Wow.
Wow.
Wah, wah, wah.
What does death's door look like to Florian?
A bar where everybody knows your name.
Good. All right, roll 2d6 flat for your last breath. Eleven.
Oh my goodness, it goes to 11.
It sure does.
I think the bar is welcoming. It feels like a place you want to be and a place you've been looking for. But your fiddle calls back to you in a way. And you see it flashing colors and stuff. And I think even at this moment too, it's even come up to you like, oh, thank goodness, I can finally speak to you. You need to come back. We need your help.
You do?
Yeah.
How? How can I help you?
I can give you a power.
Oh, yes? Do go on, my friend.
The power is you can become a salamander.
Oh! That's pretty cool, man. What element would I be?
You get a pick.
Ooh.
I'm a natural furnace. That's how I would work.
You're so cool, friend. Wow. That's so kind of you. Thanks for having my back.
So, the way it's going to work is you're going to get the move Burning Brand, which I've added to your move sheet already. But you also get a class element-specific one as well. So, let me read through these real quick. So, if you become a Wood one, you gain the Poisoner move from the Thief class. If you become Water, you get the Martial Arts from a Monk. Metal gets the Called Shot from a Ranger. Earth is Muscle Bound from Barbarian. And Fire is the regular Handcrafted from the Immolator move class.
Wait.
Which
metal
one?
Metal is Called Shot from the Ranger?
Ranger, yes. When you attack a defenseless or surprise enemy at range, you can choose to deal your damage or name your target and roll dex.
You're going too fast. Hang on. Sorry. Fire was what?
The Handcrafted, which is the regular emulator move.
And Earth?
Earth is, where did I put it? Muscle Bound from Barbarian.
Do you have them all like right there already to read?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm ready for that. Thanks for your patience there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, are you just linking them? I see.
I'm just going to put them into Discord.
Great idea. Oh my god, messy.
Yeah.
What's Forceful?
Forceful is it lets you push people around.
Ah.
Messy is that it becomes particularly bloody.
That's usually what I would do. Interesting. So fire and... hang on.
Very okay. Cool, huh?
Yeah. I'm thinking either fire or metal.
Okay.
Those both seem very utilitarian, which is
yeah.
A character. Let's fire it up.
Fire. Okay.
Yeah, that's great.
Interesting. Okay.
What do I look like?
You tell me. Let me describe fire dragons for you real quick, because I have a thing for those.
I'm just imagining, like, I spew lava from every pore. That's gross.
I definitely think, where was it? I definitely think you're like spikier than you were before. Like definitely like less horns, like Geo, the metal dragon's certainly like smooth kind of thing. And the water dragon salamander has like frills and stuff. But I think the fire dragons are like particularly spiky with like red coloring and stuff. Good. And how does it show? Like, is it like in a part of, does your part of your body change in a way, or
so the salamanders, they're kind of like, do they look more like, do they still have like people features, like ears and stuff?
You probably do, because this is like a new thing for you. And so I was thinking like it would be like, this is how the first step in the transformation. So like you're not going to be like made full lizard like the others, but like you will maybe like there's like just like part of you has transformed.
Okay, let's say that like my brow ridges, my nose, like all my sharper points on my body have formed like bony ridges that are spiky and have like poked through my skin, so that there's just these bare bony ridges, and it hurt a lot, probably.
Well, you were dead when it happened, so it
probably everything looks hurt. A little irritated.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah.
So it's kind of uncomfortable, probably.
Okay. But as this change is happening and you come back up to 1 HP, Geo has tied you up with his arm, with his rope as well.
Oh, and there's horns along my back.
Yeah. That's very fine. Cool.
Woo, and I have a tail. Yeah.
Yeah. Geo's like amazed. Like, this is like beyond what they were expecting of any kind and stuff. So Geo ties you up. You wake up tied up, and with Geo telling the others like, hey, don't, we can't attack her yet. We can't attack her. We have to talk to her first.
Yeah, Geo, how is it to see the real form of what you wanted to be? I always told you you were a piece of shit.
I am perfect in this way, so don't you worry about a thing. And don't worry, we'll get to what happened to Geo in a minute. But I think the other two turned a bug, and it's just like you turned over the invisibility cloak and stuff. You're still poisoned. I think they're just gonna kill you, and I don't think there's really a role for it, because even if you come back, they're just gonna keep killing you. So how do you, what do you think?
Bug or me?
Bug.
I think friends maybe obviously have what's best in, what they have in mind what's best for me, obviously.
I think the wood guy just pats you on the shoulder like, yes, of course. We will watch out for you, and we will ascend with Io soon, and just stabs you.
Oh, Io. I love that guy.
And you collapse.
Whee!
So it's just you, Florian, tied up on the ground. So I think Geo leans over to you and just goes, so you had a real furnace. Fascinating. Where'd you find it?
I was drunk.
Oh, don't be like that. You're one of us now.
Yeah, and when I wasn't, I drank a lot. What can I say?
That is true. Fire, you too. Excellent choice. They're always fun.
Might have had something to do with all the fire water I drank.
Probably. But now that you've transformed, though, I mean, this ceremony and what we're doing, though, is kind of about you, in a way.
How?
Well, you must have noticed the pattern on the ground and the angry swarm of Will-O-Wisp, correct?
Absolutely did.
Yeah. So what happened to you, we're going to do to everyone. At least that's what the goal would be. And if you help us, it would be less painful.
Why would it be painful?
Well, it's a violent change. You didn't notice, but you were, because you were dead. But if you're alive, suddenly growing a tail is very violent.
Oh, you mean less painful for them, not for me.
Correct. You've already transformed. You already started the process, so. But we could use your help.
Can I use, like, charming and open?
Please.
I mean, I guess it's easy to just do what do you wish I would do.
Well, we wish
you would. But that doesn't really get me anywhere.
It might. I mean, you could find out, like, what... Maybe I can lean into it a little bit more and tell you, like, what exactly their goal for you would be and stuff.
Okay.
But, yeah, the question's up to you, though.
That's fine. It seems natural.
Okay. Well, we would like you to join us, obviously. You, with your magic fiddle, have a natural inclination to... I think he turns to the water salamander. Kiki, you said that she could charm people in a crowd, right? And you see the water salamander, whose your name you now know is Kiki, would nods her head like, yeah, that at the bar. She really had her way with everyone. And Gio goes back over to you and just, yeah, so if you can do that, then this whole process becomes easier. We can rapidly expand and rapidly gain power with your help. Oh. And we would basically be giving you one of these special masks, and you would be in our circle because we need your help.
This is a very interesting proposition, Gio.
Mm-hmm. I mean, very unusual. We should get to that, actually. My name isn't Gio. Gio, I think you would appreciate this. He died very painfully, very slowly. My name is Louis. I use Gio's face to gain power, though. Leos. L-I-O-S? Leos? Yeah.
This news pleases me.
He laughs a little bit. Yeah, he was a real asshole. And it was fun to be an asshole in his place. But what about you? What would it take for you to join us? What would you need?
Oh, God.
Say it. What is it? What do you have?
Amusement.
Oh, what do you consider amusement, though?
That's the problem.
Bar, having fun with everybody, or chaos?
Dude, chaos.
We're going to start a war. There's going to be lots of chaos. Lots of opportunities for small little things to go wrong, bigger things to go, cities to fall, others to rise, and eventually this place to leave.
This place to leave?
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
Ultimately, our goal, you've probably heard some of our guys talk about it. Io?
Yeah.
Io is real. Io is not a god. Io was an ethereal dragon who died, and we've used their magic to strengthen our claim, to strengthen our power and our magic. And this entire planet that we sit on is Io. Before Io came to rest, Io either rested or they died. We're not sure. But before, us dragons would fly with her through the stars. And we wish to do that again. You have already begun the transformation. You would come with us either way. But this way, you will be leading and in charge.
In charge, you say?
Well, you will sit on a council with us and some others, but you will have a say.
Does Florian, out of character, does mm-hmm. Florian have previous knowledge of natural dragons and, like, the size that she'd get, I guess, how powerful she could become? Does she have any of this kind of knowledge?
I'm sure she's heard stories about them. Right. You can roll an intelligence if you want to get specific about a thing.
Yeah.
But I think 8... interesting, but not useful. Dragons are blessed with knowledge. And one of the reasons they are so powerful is because they remember everything perfectly. Every spell, every story, everything they've ever done, they remember it perfectly. And so you often, older dragons will gift knowledge to younger ones.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And so there's definitely that possibility of, like, at least story, like, knowing stories as you get older, forever, or at least until I haven't decided how old regular dragons get. So at least until they're certainly thousands of years.
Mm-hmm. Do they just, like, keep growing?
They eventually get old and die, which is weird because they suddenly disappeared with the Salamander Empire before, but they do. There are bones. They do die. It just takes centuries to do.
Florian is very stoked that she's this dragon now.
Yeah.
She's super stoked about it. She's having a little trouble processing all of it.
I'm sure.
She's pretty sure that she doesn't need these people.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not very powerful yet, so she thinks she can use these people to get more powerful.
Okay.
She wants to know timeline. So it seems, Geo, that this war is going to happen soon. From what I've seen in different areas, you guys are forming an army now.
Yes.
Of other salamanders.
Yeah. We're going to turn a lot of people into us. And
yeah.
We already have large groups of people on our side helping us. And pretty soon, should be more.
Why do we need... I'm a little confused. Mm-hmm. Why do we need to conquer in order to fly in the stars?
Roll charisma. All right. So I think this guy would be hesitant to tell you. 9. Okay. Jesus. So I think you get a little bit of hesitancy. And just you get the answer of like, because we failed once. We tried to do it without everyone. And we couldn't. We needed more. We needed everyone. Every living thing uses magic. And we needed all of it.
I see. Well, I think for now our... I think not for now. She doesn't say for now.
Mm-hmm.
She says, from what you've told me, this sounds like an amusing venture. You son of a bitch, I'm in.
I think, importantly, out of character stuff, this would mean that you are, at least temporarily, handing Florian Day over to me, the GM.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
At least for a time. There might be a time in the future when you'll be able to play her again, but I think for at least for a little bit, I'm going to need her for some things.
Okay, so like right now I'm relinquishing control?
Basically.
Whoa. All right.
Great.
Could I share my, even on the side where no one can hear it, could I share my ideas about where I was going to go with it with you?
So
you
sure. Can... Yeah. We can talk that through and we'll kind of compare like what kind of stuff is going to happen, plus what stuff you want Florian to be doing and stuff. And then who knows, maybe we'll come back to a point where it's like, yeah, you'll be able to play her again and stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Like just her reasons for choosing what she's chose basically is
yes.
All I really want to communicate. Yeah.
I would love that.
Okay. We can do that.
Yeah. Great. Leos unties you. Everybody kind of shakes your hand, welcomes you to the group, and I think the last thing that we all see is Florian looks over at where the door was, where you guys came in, and you start to see people come down. You see a lot of people who were at your parents' party, including your parents who are here, still wearing their masks. And I think we can also figure out that Geo may have charmed them a little bit. There's magic for a charm person, and emulators, salamanders have spells that do the similar things. So you were right in feeling that Geo was definitely up to some shit with your parents, for sure. But they're here and they believe, and they think they're going to transform into salamander as well. And
you see Commander Rell of the Golden Spiral come down the stairs.
And he's going to transform into a salamander as well.
That's the one that Varel's after, right?
Yes. He's going to be here to try to transform into a salamander as well. Mm-hmm. And this will be the first batch.
And the last thing we see is that we zoom in on the knife where Varel has scratched in, "Fuck you."
And this is where our first season of our podcast is going to end.
Wow. World Salamanders.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Wow. Bye, Florian. It's been real.
Thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter at DrawnMaps and poorlymap@gmail.com. Be sure to subscribe on your podcast app of choice. See you next time.